Hi everyone, this is Doug Laura. Today I'd like to cover an overview of usage reporting for enterprise administrators. We are logged in as an enterprise administrator to the EA portal. Just some orienting here. We're in the reports tab. We're currently in a monthly view, a quarterly view. If I flip this toggle, will give us a 3-month view. So I can see October, November, December. There are some columns here that you'll get additional details on. For example, adjustments to monetary commitment, such as some sort of a credit, and new purchases, if you've added a new purchase order for additional services, would be reflected here. So you have a couple different views. Doesn't matter what view you have up top here, the view below will correlate to what you're seeing. I'll talk about this PO number here in a minute, and all of these reports are referenced in a couple of other demos. The enterprise administrator role demo highlights, just gets into these, but not as deep as we go here. And then there's a separate demo that digs into the download usage data report and using pivot tables in it. So that's, I'm not going to go into the level of detail that other video covers there. So please do look on Channel 9 for other resources, and please do feel free to give us ratings on those videos and feedback as well. All right, so we start here in this enrollment in July with a $12,000 commitment. Over time, the blue line highlights the use of that commitment. We can see it's gone to zero here by September. It actually goes away in August, and we go into an overage condition. So the color, the line highlights spend, the colors highlight types of spend. Green is spend against a monetary commitment. Red is service overage in excess of a monetary commitment. Yellow are charges billed separately. These are services that are not purchased from third parties. They're purchased from Microsoft, but they are third-party services. In this case, Oracle, Java runtime, Linux support, and Visual Studio Enterprise, I believe here is purchased separately. And then we have purple, which are marketplace services. These are always from third parties. Well, Microsoft is included in some cases as a third party, but these are third-party services that are all invoiced in arrears and separately from monetary commitment. Things like SendGrid, one of the more popular marketplace services that I see out there. All right, so in this graph, if we want to look at a specific month, we just click on that month. The current month will always be the default, but you can select a month and click on it. It updates here as to which month you're looking at. And it's going to present the usage down below this based on the categories. Since we have no more monetary commitment, all of our usage is in the red category here, which would be service overage, which I'm not seeing at the moment. Let me go back here to January. I'm going to refresh my screen. So here we go, Azure services in January. What I'll see here is across all accounts and subscriptions, the services in use. This is always going to be a global view that I see here. And then I can switch to a view by hierarchy. I could filter here if I knew exactly where I wanted to go. I could look at a specific department account subscription. But a change to a view by hierarchy will let me do a little bit more exploration. Now I can see the charges by department. I can see the charges by account. And I can filter. For example, let me go back over here and filter to this department, MAEP test. I can see now only the accounts that fall within that department, their costs. I can filter further here to my account. Now I'm seeing only the subscriptions within my account. And I can see here that this subscription called infrastructure had $11.96. And I've got some other subscriptions here that have some usage, database, Mayo. But now I've filtered to a specific subscription. And if I switch back to charges by service, I'm going to see the detail of only now that $11.96. That happens to be some S1 database hours. Okay, so that lets me filter at this level. Now this is not, I can't generate this in a report other than here on the screen. Can't, you know, output what I've done as for a filter. So this is really for interacting with the user interface and seeing what's going on. The other thing I want to highlight here is the purchase order number and the ability to edit it. By default here, the purchase order that you'll see here is the one that was initially ordered for monetary commitment, and by default we will add an O to it for overage and a number, an invoice overage against the PO here. When you receive notification that overage is due, you'll have 7 days in which you can edit this purchase order number and change the purchase order against which the invoice will generate 7 days later or within that 7 day period. All right, let's look at the download usage. As I mentioned, I'm going to cover this in far more detail in another video, so I'll refer you to that. But three versions here. The monthly report is going to show reports only bounded by month. To highlight the reports you see here, historic months, this usage will get all the way down to individual components like single virtual machines and storage accounts by choosing a field called the instance ID. And the balance and charge is just going to detail the balance at the start of a month and or what happened during that month related to the charges in overage and the balances that you start with. Marketplace charges. Now we had marketplace charges in the month of January, for example, but those were all monthly fixed charges. They were not usage-based charges. You'll only see a download here for charges that are usage-based. And then there's a price sheet download for historic months so that you can see the usage or the costs of services within past months. Costs of services may change over time. Historically, they've gone down. This allows you to resolve any billing issues with the download with a price sheet that applied to that same month. The advanced report download just allows you to specify a specific date range. So where the monthly ones are bounded by months, here you can cross months. You can do a 3 month, a 2 month, a 6 month. You can also look at a custom period for an individual account. So if I wanted to look at what had happened within my account only for the current month, I could. It by default chooses the current quarter. So here I would be generating a custom report for just my account. Oops, I thought I had selected it. While it's building that report, it will be in a processing status. When it's available, it will be in a download status, and you use this refresh button up here to change that status information. So mine is processing. There was one here already as a download. These reports are only retained for 7 days, so if there's something here that you want that's of value, you need to save it aside. Third item here is the API access key. This is used for a couple things. So first, you can use this to get access to the data programmatically. You present the key along with some calls to the database, and you subsequently issue calls programmatically that pull that usage and cost data. So the keys can be used there. Secondly, they are used, they're good for 6 months, and then they have to be refreshed. The second use is for the Power BI reporting. Before I go there, I'm going to show you the price sheet here. So the price sheet takes a while to generate because it is generating all of your current prices for all of your services. The thing that I wanted to highlight is this would where your price list in the download usage highlights only the services you've used. This is going to give you the ability to see prices of services that you might think about using or want to figure out what it might cost to use. The units of measure here are things that make the prices sane. In other words, we charge virtual machines and cloud services on a per minute basis here, but the per minute price is fractions of a penny. So we put the unit of measure here in 100 hours to make the dollar amounts here make sense. So you know, you'd have to get your actual cost per the unit charged, you'd have to divide this by 100. And you will see in the download usage that the units of measure are not the ones that you see in the price sheet here. They are the billable units of measure. So, For example, the price of a virtual machine or cloud service in the download usage is going to be, you know, that 0.00128, and it's going to be multiplied times the actual unit of measure for actual usage. But it makes more sense to see prices in terms that are understandable here. This is the one place where you can download an entire list of all these services, and the search will also help you filter and find those. Now, Power BI. Power BI is a fairly new capability. Going here just gives you information to a link and some data on the usage of it. So I'm going to go to that Power BI website. One of the interesting things here is that Power BI usage does require a work or school account login. You can't use a Live ID or Microsoft account login here. So I'm going to have to sign in here with corporate credentials. So because of the link, it brings me right in the Power BI site to the topic area for Microsoft Azure Enterprise. There are actually a lot of other services that are used out here in Power BI, but here I choose Connect. It asks me about the environment URL. That would be ea.azure.com. You can fully qualify it if you choose to. Tell it the number of months that you want to look at. As far as pulling the data, you have to give it the enrollment number, in this case, enrollment 100. And now you have to provide one of those EA API access keys. So I go back here to the download usage. I go to the API access key. I grab a copy of that key. I go here and paste that key and sign in. Now this will take a minute to generate the data because this is actually going to go out and pull a new copy. This site may open up for me here in a minute, and I have previously pulled versions of this with the same set of keys. Once you have used this key, the key is stored, and it will keep that data available for you to look at. Again, it'll update it periodically. So while that's loading the new copy, I can actually go in, the one that's starred here, I can actually go and look at a previously imported copy. So I'm switching up here to a previous copy. So I have a number of reports and it's left it actually in the state that I used it last. I have dashboards that will show. There's a default dashboard. Let me pull that one up. It's not generating for me at the moment. So let me actually go to data sets. So one of the things that all that data that's in my download usage data will be able to be found here. The same column headers that I had in Excel spreadsheet, and I can generate those, and now my dashboard is ready. This is from the new import. So I can generate custom reports by picking the data out of here. I can use the default dashboard. We've got a number of, here we go. Here's what I'm looking for. So this is a default view of all the various services. I can see my costs and spend. I can see where I'm running as far as locations. I can click over here and drill into these. So, cost by subscription. If I click on the topic area here, like this development section, or the blue over here, store simple test, If I click on these, I basically will drill into next level of detail. That's what we saw a minute ago. I can look by account. So a lot of data available to you here. These are just pre-populated reports that you can use. And then, so that's a dashboard. Then as we saw, we have the custom built reports that we can take a look at here and save. And then we have the raw data. So my onboarding team, definitely not subject matter experts on building reports, et cetera, here in Power BI, but just wanted to show you the capability for those of you that are or dig into this level of detail. That is pretty much an overview of the reporting capabilities. And as I said, the one that goes a little deeper is a separate video on digging into the download usage and creating pivot tables in there, suitable for bill back type of accounting and also suitable for getting details down to individual components like single virtual machines and storage accounts. Thanks for your time. And again, appreciate your feedback and rating of these videos. Bye.